There are seven powers. The number one power, first power, is a spiritual cause. A cause like Gandhi had, or the Dalai Lama has, or the Pope has, a spiritual cause, something that they're dedicating their energies to. The second power is mental genius. Tremendous mental capacities. Mind power. The third power is vocational power, the power of a great business, very powerful business. Like a Bill Gates company or something like that. Or Oracle or something of this nature. The next power is financial freedom, the power of wealth. The power of wealth. First one was spiritual calling, spiritual power. The next one was a mental genius. The third one was a vocational power, having a tremendous business, a corporate business that's got power, head of a CEO of a huge company. The next one is vast fortune. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, these have vast fortunes. They have a tremendous power because of it. They can influence millions of people because of it. They're like a celebrity. The next one is family power and stability of a family, a lineage, a dynasty. The next one is social power. How many people are in your network? Oprah has power, doesn't she? And the last one is handsomeness, beauty, or vitality, or strength. So it's either handsomeness or beauty, male or female, and vitality and strength. Arnold Schwarzenegger had strength, didn't he? Was that a power? Claudia Schiffer, beauty. Elle McPherson, beauty. Right? A very handsome or very beautiful person has a power. They can stop traffic walking across the street, can't they? Cause accidents even. Now, if you have a person that's got a spiritual calling, a spiritual cause, mental genius, a business that they're empowered business, has vast fortune, has a stable family, has a social connection, a tremendous network, a political network on social connection, and is handsome or good-looking or beautiful and has strength and vitality and energy, you've got a powerful person, don't you? So wealth is one of the seven powers. It's one of the primary powers. Another benefit of wealth is that people live longer who are wealthy. That's been shown statistically. Wealthier nations live longer. Wealthier individuals live longer. They eat better. They exercise better. They take care of themselves. What's another benefit of wealth? Another benefit to wealth, yes. Options, freedom, choice. Pardon me? First class air travel. Options, freedom. That's the main one. It's options and freedom. Because if I have $1 billion, I can decide whether I want to have dinner tonight in St. Petersburg, Russia, Sydney. And do I want to take my private jet or do I want to take a commercial jet, etc.? I have to share a funny story. My wife and I live part-time on a ship. And there's a wealthy family that lives on this ship. They're very fortunate. Billions of dollars. And she was wanting to go to London to the opening of a particular symphony. And I believe we were in Hamburg, Germany, either Amsterdam or Germany at the time, on the ship. And so she, at that moment, tried to get the Abercrombie and Kent, that was the service that we had there on the ship, to try to locate a flight to go from where she was in Germany to London. And she couldn't get the flight to match the times. It was either 4 hours earlier or one thing or another, couldn't get the flights that she wanted. She didn't want to have to spend the night afterwards. She wanted to be able to fly back. So what she did is she called her own private jet, flew it about 8,000 miles to come pick her up, to take her to the symphony, and then to take her back that night. That's an option. You got my point. Now, I'm not saying that's the most significant use of your money. What I'm just saying is that she had the option. I had another lady. I thought this was cute. She was in a woman's elite clothes store. And she was in a running outfit, a tracksuit. Very wealthy lady, but had just happened to be jogging in the park nearby. And happened to go over to this place at this woman's store. As she was walking around looking at some clothes, a snooty salesperson came up to him. And because they saw her in this running outfit and her hair was kind of messy and sweaty and everything else, had a preconceived idea that this person wasn't wealthy or whatever, and said, "Ma'am, I think the clothes you might be looking for more in your price range is over here." Well, this is sort of an insult and a very foolish thing from a salesperson to do. So the lady was a little perturbed, and she went to the head of the store and asked, "How much does it cost to buy the store? I'd like to fire this woman." Or she just wanted to buy the store just so she could fire this woman and then sell it back to somebody else. Now, I'm not saying that that's the wisest use of your money. I'm just saying it's an option. Do you understand my point? Or how about this? Would you agree the person that's got a vast fortune has leverage? Here's my experience. Every time I add another 1,000 or another few zeros into my wealth, the more people want to buy me, buy my time, buy me food, buy me this, buy me that. Maybe you understand what I'm saying. Would you agree that if a celebrity came into town, more people would want to spend time taking them out to dinner, spend time with, etc.? And it's almost like wealth attracts more wealth. I'm getting a signal that our break time is here. I mean, I feel like we've got at least a couple things started in our consciousness here. We're just playing with the game. I promise you're going to have plenty to deal with here. So I believe we have a 15-minute tea break at this moment, and I'll come back and we'll pick up from where we are. Thank you. On some of the principles we've covered this morning, some of the basics, are there any questions before I go forward? Yes. The question is, if you're in a marriage and you have somebody that has vastly different values than you and they want to spend their money or spend their resources in one direction, you want to do it another, what do you do? I'm going to answer that by teaching some principles that I'm going to get to later anyway, so you're asking a great question. And everybody write this down. Any area of your life that you don't empower, somebody else will overpower you. Any area of your life you don't empower, somebody else will overpower you. Any area of your life you don't discipline and control, somebody else will discipline and control you.